Tandor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Touch of Ruin by Scarlett St. Clair, narrated by Meg Sylvan. Part 1. Fate's arrow, when expected, travels slow. Dante Alighieri, Paradiso. Chapter 1. A Touch of Doubt. Persephone walked along the bank of the River Styx. Jagged waves broke the dark surface, and her skin tightened as she recalled her first visit to the underworld. She'd attempted to traverse the wide body of water, unaware of the dead inhabiting the depths below. They'd taken her under, their fleshless fingers cutting into her skin, their wish to destroy life provoking their attack. She thought she would drown, and then Hermes had come to her rescue. Hades had not been pleased about any of it, but he'd taken her to his palace and healed her wounds. Later, she would learn the dead in the river were ancient corpses who had come to the underworld without coin to pay Charon's toll. Sentenced to an eternity in the river, they were just one of many ways Hades protected the borders of his realm from the living who wished to enter and the dead who wished to escape. Despite Persephone's unease near the waterway, the landscape was beautiful. The Styx stretched for miles, soldering to a horizon shadowed by sable mountains. White narcissus grew in clusters along its banks, ignited like white fire against the dark surface. Opposite the mountains, Hades' palace haunted the horizon, rising like the jagged edges of his obsidian crown. Yuri, a young soul with a thick mane of cascading curls.